The time has come. We are on the day that we are recording. It is the 19th of September, 2022. We are recapping the finale episode of RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under Season 2. Our country is still in mourning. Sean, you're wearing a black shirt.
Yeah, for the queen.
Oh, appropriate.
They can't see my eye.
Sorry, I'm not laughing at the queen. I'm laughing at Sean going, yeah, I wore it for the queen. And then just the way that he, no one else can see it, but the way that he just kind of looked off camera like, yes, for the queen.
I did that at work on the day the queen died as well, because I wear black all the time. I think someone else was talking about it and saying, like, I wore black for the queen. And I was like, yeah, me too.
Yeah. See, I'm the same. I always wear black all the time. All the time. Or actually, I'm the flip. So I'm either wearing black on black on black on black, like I'm going to some fucking, screening or something. Screening audition. Audition screening. Or I'm, like, wearing, a lot of colour. Not, like, crazy colours, but I'll wear, like, all mustard or something. You know, for the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I forgot to show you. My brother-in-law, he got me for my birthday. Thanks, Philip. He got me this little sleeveless jumper vest thing.
Ooh.
It's got a bottle of mustard on it.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. It's from Dangerfield. And I was very excited. I was like, oh, my God. He got me something I actually want. That's fun. But I haven't had a chance to wear it, yeah. Because, and now that it's coming into spring.
I don't go past that many Dangerfields anymore, to think of it.
They're changing their stuff because I feel like they're a bit hit and miss. Like, they're the closest thing to, like, a mainstream, I guess. Like, I guess they're kind of like...
kind of rockabilly, I guess.
I don't know what you would call it. Like,
it used to be rockabilly.
There's a massive one in Melbourne. They have the best stuff because I think they're, like, the original. But in Sydney, we've only got, like, smaller stores. Like, we had one in, like, there's a couple of, like, Myers that have it. I think it's the closest thing to Hot Topic that Australia has, where it's, like, it's mainstream, but it's a bit, like, edgy. But I'll be frank, a lot of this stuff is so boxy.
Mm.
Actually, for international listeners, Dangerfield, Molly Poppins in all of her confessional looks, that's a Dangerfield shirt that's currently available right now for purchase. So if anyone is a Molly Poppins fan, is like, oh my God, I love that shirt. Dangerfield.com.au.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the moment they've got, yeah, but a lot of this stuff is really, like, boxy. And being a woman of curve, where I have a small waist, huge ass. Huge ass. But itty bitty waist. I find that a lot of their things are actually not flattering on me. Like, I got a pair of pants from them a while ago and they were very baggy, and I tailored them myself into skinnies just because I was like, they look stupid on me. But, like, the print is awesome, but, like, yeah. I've got, yeah, I don't know. That's just me. But anyway, that's Dangerfield for y'all.
Dangerfield.
Yeah, but I guess for today's international/national day, I will say, Sean, condolences to you. Because we are, I think today officially marks day 10. Because I think the monarchy states that we have 10 days of grieving. So my condolences to you, Sian.
And to you.
Thank you. Are you watching the funeral later?
No.
Okay. Good chat. I will watch it because I feel like it's a piece of history. And she did a lot. She did do a lot, regardless of whether you're into the monarchy or not. I guess my view is that she was a woman that stood up and said no to the man.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a big moment in history.
Yeah. But that's it. You ready to talk about some gay shit?
Yeah.
Cool. I feel like this comment of let's talk about some gay shit, I feel like that should have been the name of the
Let's talk about some gay shit.
Let's talk about some gay shit, shall we? Maybe we should do another podcast where we just talk about generic gay shit. But I don't know if that's right because I'm not gay. Is that wrong?
Know. You're like ally power.
Have you listened to the Brenda Call Me podcast?
No.
I'm a bit late to the game, but fuck, that's a good podcast. It's it's Courtney Act and Vanity.
I think I've just seen clips like on Instagram.
I'm late to the game, but it has quickly become my favorite podcast. I actually think it is. I think it's actually my favorite podcast. Because it's Aussie and it's relevant and it's, educational and they don't talk about stupid shit. Yeah, because for a while I really liked Smartless, but like the thing with Smartless, if Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, and Sean Hayes are listening, they used to do this cool thing where they didn't always interview movie stars. They would interview like doctors and politicians and other stuff. But for quite some time, they've interviewed just movie stars and directors. And I'm just like, this is okay. You have famous friends. Good for you.
I mean, that's where the money is, probably.
Yeah, but I'm just like, well, are they talk to.
Whoever their sponsors are probably like interview famous people.
Yeah, but I'm just like, dude, can you go back to talking about like doctors and stuff? I like that more. It's a bit more humanoid. Like all the interviews are very good, but I'm just like, I don't care about Bill Maher or Bradley Cooper or Chris Pratt or any of those people. I don't care. Can we just like they did one with Kamala Harris, which was good. Okay, I'm cool
I've
to
heard of
listen to
this.
Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
And
Did
some
she
other
say
people.
we did it, Joe, at some point?
Well, okay, so if you want to listen to that podcast, and this is for anyone, well, just you, I probably won't put this in the podcast, but if you want to listen to it, they actually did the interview with her the day before she was announced as being Joe Biden's
Oh, it was before. So it was before she said that.
yeah, it was the day, yeah, so it was during the election, but it was the day before Joe Biden announced that she was going to be the the second in charge, essentially, if he would, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting because apparently they were trying to get an interview with her for a while, and I think she personally contacted Jason Bateman and was like, "Hey, this interview happens now or it doesn't happen at all." And he was like, "Okay." And then they just like did the interview. So yeah, it's very, very, it's a great interview. It's really, really good. So I love all of their episodes where they're not talking to, like, there's some celebrities that are cool, in my view. Like, they did one with Mike Myers, and I'm like, okay, that's cool. They did one with Liam Neeson. I'm like, okay, that's mad. Kate Blair. Now let's talk about some gay shit. We open the episode, and there is a bit of a montage kind of building up who's gonna, like, our final three and who's gonna bloody win. So they have a bit of a shot of Hanaconda. So they have some shots of Hanaconda. They have some shots of Queen Kong, and they have some shots of Spanky Jackson
Yeah,
just doing runways and things
giving
like
them their
that.
best ofs.
Yeah, best of explicit. Oh.
Yeah, with the voiceovers, with their little voiceovers being like, I'm gonna win.
I'm gonna win. I didn't come to play. I came to bake some chips or whatever.
Yeah.
Looking at this, who did you think was gonna win? Were you team anybody specific? I know I asked you last week, but I know sometimes opinions change.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know actually when I started. I felt like it was maybe Hannah, but I don't know. When I first watched.
I went on a bit of a journey on this episode, and I'll go into it later as we, as the episode progresses. But I was very much of the opinion where I was like, I'm team Hannah, but I'm actually cool with any of them winning. I don't have an issue with any of them winning.
I more or less wasn't really rooting for any of the three of them, actually. I was kind of happy with any of them, but
Also team Hannah purely because I'm like, well, yeah, she was in the bottom last week, but overall, her track record has been the best. She's been very consistent because her challenges have been great, her runways have been great. She hasn't really slipped up. It was more so just a numbers game at this point. And also, she's the only Aussie queen there. I think Spanky and Queen Kong live in Australia. I know Queen Kong lives in Adelaide, but I think Spanky lives here too now, which I didn't realize before. Spanky, can you let us know if you live here or not? But anyway,
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I think she was saying in the episode that she'd moved back to Palm me.
yeah, that's what I thought. But she said something about Australia. I'm like, oh shit,
But
she lives here.
she'd lived here. Yeah, she'd lived here for a long time. Yeah, I
So
don't know if she's moved back again or not. I don't
yeah,
know.
so technically you could argue all
She was
Team Australia is here, but I
in Sydney
mean,
on the airing of this episode.
yeah.
Yeah, all three of them were.
Yeah. But I think this is a very strong top three.
Yeah, it is very strong. Like, I'd be happy with all three of them. I think, like, they're all very good representatives. They're very, like, yeah, all three. Yeah, I think all three of them, like, they've done well this time to have, like, three queens that are actually, like, yeah, good examples.
Yeah. And I
Yeah.
think all three of them have something to say and something that's really because you can argue and say, look, drag, like drag is entertainment, which mate, of course it is. But I think not to put pressure on these queens at all, but drag is a bit of a political statement in itself, right? And I think
Yeah.
to be able to I think it's really important that if you are doing drag, you are carrying through, like you are educating the people, whether it's, about gender, whether it's about expression, or whether it's, some other issue. And I think all three of these queens carry that, like they deliver their responsibility. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All three of them do in very different ways. So that's where I'm like, I'm actually cool with anyone winning. But just because, I'm an Aussie and I'm very passionate about, being Aussie, I was like, come on, Hannah, bring it home, bring it home. But also there's a fun, there's a fun competitiveness between Australia and New Zealand in general, just because we're like cousins,
Yeah.
That's from comparison, right?
It is a good comparison.
But anyway, they're de-dragging and they've got like the dramatic music on. Oh my God, it's
Spanky was
all.
very funny there. I love that she literally quoted the
Yeah,
music.
and here comes the dramatic music. I
And they literally end it with her just doing it.
don't know if this is just my Poland syndrome talking, mate, but we get into the next day of the workroom and Hannah and Spanky, they literally carry Queen Kong in. How the fuck did they manage that? I'm not like fat shaming her. She's full on muscle. How the fuck did they do that?
Well, I mean, Spanky's quite tall.
Yeah, but like
But
Hannah's a
yeah.
not.
Well, I don't know. The power of two people.
Was like, fuck. Yeah, meanwhile, I'm just like sitting here. I've got a dog on my arm that wants to be picked up, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't do this. But yeah, then they're reminiscing about all of the drama that happened in the workroom.
Yeah.
A lot of it, including Bev and Minnie.
Yeah.
It. Oh, God. So unnecessary. But
Yeah,
you
but they're
know,
also like, we love them though.
don't think they've got anything bad to say, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very Aussie thing to be like, oh, she drives me nuts, but you know,
Lava.
love her anyway. I mean, I've had to actually have that conversation. Oh God, I'll fill you in after the podcast, mate. But fuck, I've had to say that too many times. Like, look, I don't think they're a bad person. However, and then 3 hours later, ranting and ranting and ranting and ranting and probably repeating elements of the same thing that I've already said about 30 or 40 times for emphasis. But you know, that to me is just genuine frustration. So whatever. I don't have a habit of doing that, do I? Hey, at least you know I'm passionate.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
true. She cares.
I care. RuPaul walks in. He's wearing a bright red shirt with black. Oh, what's he doing? Oh, this hurts. He's wearing picnic. It's like
I
picnic.
just got to it.
It's not bad. I just bright red shirts. I not flattering. Bright red shirts.
I don't like this the blazer.
The gingham.
Yeah, I don't like the black. I don't like, I don't know. I'm like,
I don't mind the
I want the black part of the collar gone.
gingham. Yeah, me too. I don't. Yeah, it's
It's,
just a bit.
I don't know. Yeah, it just, I don't know. I'm
I think the
like,
shirt should have been black.
either just make it one thing, you know?
Yeah, just pick one and stick to it.
Yeah.
Unless they were going to do like a black lapel, like all the way down. But yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, it also, and like every other suit in this season, it doesn't look expensive.
Yeah, what's going
Yeah,
on?
it's the I don't want my luggage to get lost.
Look, we're just nicking down to New Zealand. You don't need that much.
Yeah.
Just some flip-flops and, you know, these casual day suits.
I don't know. Maybe Rue just put like two drag looks in a carry-on and then just bought everything else in New Zealand at the hot dollar. You
Oh, shade, mate.
Kmart, maybe.
look, this is controversial. Trixie Mattel is going to probably, I mean, oh, she, I've got
I'd
that
live
hope.
if you bought it from H&M. Can you imagine?
Yeah, could you imagine the controversy? I don't want any goddamn H&M.
Where's everything from H&M?
Yeah, look, Trixie Mattel, if she ever heard this, she'd probably be very mad. I'd be like, how dare you? But hey, gingham is not a very it's not a very glamorous print.
Yeah, at least I don't know that much of it. It's just an overload.
I just think it's a cute print, but it's not, there's nothing like.
I like it, but I think yeah, it has to be like minimal to some degree. I don't know.
Yeah. But anyway, I
It
actually don't
works.
hate the suit, but yeah, I hate the shirt with it.
Yeah, 'cause it works better on a dress. I could see that. Like yeah, like some type of like rockabilly dress. I don't know.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, they're gonna write some verses to a RuPaul song and they're gonna record it and then they're gonna dance to it and then they're gonna do a final lip sync to hopefully an Australian or New Zealand song that isn't Kylie
Well, we know they at least know who Delta Goodrum is. Well done, producers. You at least know who she
Delta
is.
Goodrum has a real split across the world, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually feel bad for her because hey, Delta Goodrum is very talented. She's a great songwriter. She's a great singer. She's a great pianist, from what I understand. She
Yeah.
has made, she's done incredibly well. Like for international listeners, when she started
She's done
on
acting too.
Neighbours.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she was a star on Neighbours, and her character on Neighbours actually performed an original Delta Goodrum song, which was Born to Try, and then that blew up, and that song was played everywhere. And then her debut album, Innocent Eyes, just went was like spreading like COVID. Like everyone was
Yeah.
listening to it. This was like 2002.
It was, yeah, at least as far as we know, it blew up here.
It
Like
was
it was
huge.
non-stop playing.
Yeah, it was huge. And everyone loved her. And she was always really lovely and everything. I couldn't stand
Yeah.
her. The reason for that was because 2002, I was in high school, and that was in like the height of me doing like music, like singing Estedfords and stuff. And everyone was wanting to sing her songs everywhere. So there were a couple of times
It was
that,
that time, yeah.
yeah, like it was just everywhere. And it was just the worst. My younger sister was obsessed with her at the time. She was like on every magazine, and oh my God. And it was just, you could not turn on the TV and not see her. And then she got very sick with cancer. She had
Yeah.
cancer, right?
Yeah, and she went through chemo and
Yeah.
everything.
So then she was everywhere again because she had cancer, which she didn't do that deliberately, obviously. And it was awful that she had cancer. But yeah, then she was everywhere even more so. And then every ARIA, which is like Australia's Grammys, every ARIA that she was nominated for, she won, which is fine. But yeah,
I mean, they're very good songs.
as a 15-year-old girl, it was a lot for me to handle. And then she was a judge on The Voice, and a lot of the Australian public found her to be jarring, just
Well,
her personality.
she had a bit of a period between then and The Voice as well. It was like she moved to America. I think she got with Brian McFadden.
Oh yeah, that's right. She
Yeah,
got with Brian
she was then.
McFadden.
Yeah, she was living in the UK. She was living in the UK before she was in America. That's right. Yeah, with Brian
Yeah, that's
McFadden.
right. She
And
did a song with
she was then villainized then because,
Yeah.
you know, the whole he was married. I think he was married before that. I don't know what the real detail, but yeah.
He was married, and then they did a song together, like a duet
Yeah.
together, and then he left his wife and I think ended up with Delta. So I don't necessarily think he like I don't think she was the other woman in the sense that she went behind his back or anything, like went behind her, like the other, you know, the wife's back or anything. But it was
Yeah.
just more so an unfortunate
The media made it
coincidence.
out that way anyway.
Yeah. And in the UK, like villainized her and all this sort of stuff. She dated a Jonas brother for a while.
Yeah, I think she dated Nick Jonas.
She na dated Nick Jonas for a little while when she
I
tried
hate that.
cracking it in America.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and then she did The Voice, and a lot of people just found her. I think a lot of people just found her to be jarring, which, to be honest, I think is kind of unfair. It's unfair because she is probably a really lovely person.
Yeah.
She's from the Castle Hill area. She's from the hills.
Yeah, a teacher from my school said she taught a piano actually. So,
Yeah, you know what
yeah.
I think it is? Australia doesn't like people succeeding.
It is a bit that, yeah.
Yeah, Australians are always the first. And I can vouch for this. Like, you know, my parents used to do it. My siblings did it. I probably did it as I did it when I said I hate Delta Goodrum when I was younger. Yeah, I've just always been like, you know, Aussies are very conditioned to it's that whole tall poppy syndrome. If someone's doing really well, then they'll just like cut them down. It's happened to me
Yeah.
a lot. It's very annoying and frustrating.
It kind of feels like that's what all the media's kind of did. Like after she survived cancer, then they were kind of like, okay, let's tear her down.
Oh, totally.
Like
Yeah.
they put her in this big pedestal and like, yeah, and then they were like, okay, now let's tear her down.
Yep, that's exactly what they do. Yep, that's
Yeah.
exactly what they do.
It's
So
I
I
think she's
feel for her because I actually do think she's incredibly talented. And I've
Yeah.
known a couple of musicians that have done backing vocals for her. And they've all said, wow, she is actually genuinely really lovely and she's a normal person. But I think that's the
Yeah.
problem because they put her on this pedestal. But the
Yeah.
Queen's very, not, oh my God, the Queen. The Queens are very excited to talk to Delta. or they're displaying that they're excited and they're reading out their raps, and Delta looks like an absolute twat, just like grooving along, being like, yeah, yes, queen, you go, girl.
She basically gives the same type of critiques that she does on The Voice.
The Voice. She's like, oh my God, you guys are just stars.
Amazing. Love it. Brilliant.
Oh my God.
Shows your passion. It's great.
Yeah, you guys, I'm looking forward to seeing it. Yeah, it's
that being
just
said, what else is she gonna do over a phone call?
Yeah, what's she gonna go, oh my God, that was shit.
Rewrite that verse. Start from the beginning, scrap it all. I don't care if you brought it in from home, pre-prepared it before you started the competition. You're not gonna win if you use that. You're not gonna win. You're gonna lose the competition.
Could you imagine? And then you would have me going, well, I wouldn't have said it that way.
And then I'm like, Delta, you need to work on your delivery because that was rude and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Then they're gonna be like, Delta Goodrum was born to be mean because that was horrible.
Yeah.
I would have been lost if I okay, I can't rewrite that.
Oh my God.
That was something very good, but I would have been lost without
you.
Not having
I keep
to hear
trying
that.
To find my way. All I know is I'm lost without you. I keep the Delta Goodrum joke. Lost without you.
Yeah.
Her songs are good. Her songs are good, but they are of a particular time and a particular audience, and I'm not part of that time or audience. No, I'm reluctantly part of the time, but I'm not part of the audience.
Not me, not you.
No, not me, not. That is also a Delta Goodrum song.
Love you, Delta.
Yeah.
Love it. This la. Hi, hi, hi.
What song was that?
In this life.
Oh, that's right. In this life.
Hi, hi.
Yeah.
The very long life.
I think she's the closest thing we have to Celine Dion.
She kind of is, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she's that sort of adult contemporary music that also very young girls trying to sing would really love as well, except for me. Who I was like, why didn't Diorama win best? Oh, wait, no, that was the year after. Yeah. It's crazy that I remember this stuff, don't you think? That I remember who won, like, Album of the Year and what year at the Arias from, like, 20 years ago.
Well, that was the time period where we would actually watch the Arias.
Yeah, watching it every year and actually being invested in the music.
Yeah, when you actually watch these things on television.
On television. Now, well. I couldn't even tell you who is nominated for what.
I don't know when it's on. I don't know. Like, if I watch any of the Arias, it's maybe a clip from YouTube of something I wanted to see. Otherwise,
yeah,
you know.
Probably. Yeah, I think the only thing I know about the Aria charts at the moment is that Future Never, the new Daniel Johns album, is like doing really, really well. But that's because I've got it. And I keep getting told how well it's doing. And I'm like, oh, this is validation that I have taste, that this album's doing very well. So at the beginning of this episode, I said that as much as I'm Team Hannah, because, you know, Australia, and I think it's fairer just because she's been the most consistent. And I'm talking about, you know, impeccable runways, impeccable challenges even when she hasn't won, blah blah blah. I was like, you know, but despite that, I actually like all three queens, so I'm kind of cool with whoever wins. I had an unsettling feeling after Hannah's chat with these two. Did you have the same?
A little bit, yeah. Hers was like the least memorable.
They were just like, hey, Hannah, how are you? She's like, I'm good. How are you? And they're like, yeah, we've really enjoyed your contribution to this competition. We can't wait to see what else you do. And they're like, thanks. And then you get to Spanky and it was like, you know, we just adore you and blah, 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 blah. And Spanky was getting teary, and it was a lot longer and a lot more sentimental, and they had the softer music on, and I was like,
oh, yeah, this
thing, I think Spanky's gonna win.
Yeah, it was a bit that. I mean, they had like a bit more of a laugh with Queen Kong, and like then sort of, you can tell that Rue really liked Queen Kong a lot.
Yeah,
then Spanky, they were like, we are invested in you. There was that feeling.
That was the thing that I was getting as well. And I was like, I feel like they were just saying to Hannah, look, thank you for participating in the challenge. You know, thank you for your participation. But it wasn't this moment that Spanky got. Spanky got this all-round moment. RuPaul says something. I can't remember if it happens in this one-on-one interaction.
So I looked up Jaffers. And they're apparently, or according to AussieFoodExpress.com, the candy is part of Australian and New Zealand cultural folklore.
Right. Okay, cool. That's cool.
Orange-flavoured chocolate things.
Yeah. Funny thing is, I didn't realise, this is stupid. I'm going to sound so stupid.
They did well there, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to sound really stupid saying this. but when I was younger, I didn't realize that they were orange flavored because they're like a red color.
Yeah, you forget that. I forget that. I think whenever I'd eat them and then be like, oh yeah, they're orange flavored, and then I wouldn't want to have any more. So I don't really love fruit flavored things in chocolate that much.
Yeah, well, neither do I, but I really
like. At least orange anyway.
Yeah, but I really loved Jaffers, and so that's where I was a bit confused, but anyway.
Jaffers did have a very good texture to them.
Yeah, because the flavoring's only on the hard shell outside the chocolate. It's not the actual chocolate. So I would suck that, and then I would get to the center and then eat the chocolate. But anyway, I think it might have been in the one-on-one chat where RuPaul says something very, very powerful to Queen Kong. I think it happened now, or it might have happened later in the episode. I'm not too sure. But she said something to Queen Kong where she's like, you are the chosen child and you have made a life for yourself. And I was like, whoa. That actually resonated a lot with me. It really, I don't know. Like, there's a lot of the things that RuPaul says, because I understand RuPaul is a very motivational person. And, you know, I totally get it. But normally I'm watching his TV show and I'm like, yeah, yeah, it's all fluff. Yeah, yeah, blah, blah, blah. But that was like the one time when he said something and I was like, whoa, shit. I feel like he just kind of reached inside my, rib cage, found my soul, and gave it a pat on the back.
Mm.
It really hit home. How fucking powerful was that? Or is that just me?
I think it's one of the few times that RuPaul actually means it genuinely.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think there's those times where RuPaul's just doing it to, like, get an Emmy again. And then I think there are those times when RuPaul's actually, like... Yeah, I think with someone like Queen Kong as well, I think RuPaul, like, would actually relate a lot.
I think so, yeah. But I was like... Yeah. Oh, but when she said that, I was just like, shit. And like, when you have those moments, it's like, it's an epiphany. They call it an epiphany.
Yeah.
But like, this thing happens with me sometimes when I just get like 1,000 images of my life all at once.
Mm.
Like that sort of thing happened to me. And I was like, oh my God. Yeah, what a fucking thing to have someone say to you in a good way, like in a good way. It's not to say that you're the chosen child. It's not to say that you're the best or, you know, if you have siblings that you're the favorite or whatever. That's not what he's saying. I know some people interpret it that way, but, you know, for me, I read it as, you know, despite all obstacles with my, because I have a terrible relationship with my family, I'll be frank, it's not great. But I've always felt like, you know, I'm just trying to like make something of myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I've had a lot of guilt of trying to do that. And when he said that, I was like, whoa, shit, that's like, Yeah, I don't know. It was that thing where you just kind of see, like, you struggle to articulate something, and then someone flags it, and then you realize, oh my God, I'm not the only one that's like this. Like, this is actually a very common theme with other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, powerful shit. That could be a name for another podcast. Powerful Shit with
Powerful
Melanie
shit.
and Sian. Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff.
Analyzing light bulb, like light flashing
Yeah. Do you reckon this could get
moments.
nominated for a Logie?
Like,
Maybe
do it.
this was his Logie speech.
Maybe.
Ooh.
Yeah, although does Stan get into the Logies realm? I guess it must. I mean, it's Australian.
Yeah, it would. The same as like Netflix can get Emmys and stuff now.
Yeah. Well, it's a new, although it's a New Zealand production company. Does New Zealand go into the Logie world? I don't know.
That's a great question because they do with the Arias. So,
You would think so, but yet again, I never hear about any New Zealand
don't
shows in the Logie
know.
world. But yet again, I've never watched the Logies,
You right?
so.
Oh shit. Oh man.
Like, what Australian things do I watch? This. No, that's. I actually do watch some Australian things, but. Think. Pu oh, yeah, I loved Puberty Blues.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't know. I mean, my taste in stuff hasn't really changed. I'm either watching things like that or I'm watching like ABC or something, or I'm watching, I don't know, cartoons. Like I'm back on the Futurama bandwagon again, and Adrian's like, oh, you're watching Futurama again, you haven't watched it in a while. I'm like, really? And he goes, yeah, you the last time I remember you watching Futurama was early August. And I'm just like, I mean, he's got a point. But yeah, anyway, I don't know about the Logie. I don't know if New Zealand's eligible for Logies. I think we should check that out.
Let's Google it.
I'll have a Google, but meanwhile, while you Google it, I'll move on to the next segment. Fuck, the amount of tangents that our listeners are getting this episode is fucking wild.
It's the finale,
It's a
final
finale,
tangent.
Mama. You get so many tangents.
That'll obviously be on our episode description. Finale, final tangents.
So anyway, everyone has a bit of a cry except for Hannah, because Hannah just gets a participation certificate, which I was like, fuck, this bitch isn't gonna win.
Yeah.
Frankie had the winner's edit. Oh, and then I figured out the fuck yeah thing. Spanky Jackson says fuck yeah a lot,
Yes, she does.
which she
Yeah.
does, but like I didn't actually twig just because I thought it was a very common thing, I guess. I don't know. It didn't stand out to me that much. But clearly to me, they absolutely love Spanky Jackson. Fuck yeah. Now, we get to the next snip and they've recorded their verses, but they're not going to show us, which is fine. Because otherwise the episode will go for 9 hours. Very similar to this episode of the podcast. And they're like, all right, you're going to meet the choreographer, and mate, it's bloody Shannon Knoll.
Shannon Knoll.
Oh, sorry, electroshock. International listeners, can you please Google Shannon, SHANN for November, O for Orange, or O for Oscar, sorry, N for November, and surname Knoll, N for November, O for Oscar, double L for Lima. Shannon Knoll, winner of, no, she, no, he didn't win.
Enough. Runner
Runner
up.
up of Australian Idol season one. Twas the year 2001. He was the
Yes.
runner up and he fucking exploded. He was like massive at the time. Spitting
Yeah.
image
He's
of
still well
electroshock.
known here.
Yeah, he is, but he had a couple of DUIs and I think he went into bankruptcy because he owns like major. We're not going to talk about Shannon Knoll that much, but yeah, he. I'm pretty sure he had like a couple of DUIs, and he. I think he used a lot of the money from his singing stuff to put back into his family farm, which later got. I think it got repossessed. I don't know, because it was out in like Condoblin, which is like regional New South Wales. I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, Electroshock is like a sexy version of Shannon Null.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Shannon Null. Oh my God, fuck! I didn't mean to do that. Electra, my fuck! I shouldn't have made that joke because now I'm going to keep accidentally calling her Shannon Null. I don't mean to. Sorry, Electra. Electroshock comes in and does the choreography. Very good choreography. Electroshock's made a bit of a name for herself now, as I'm pretty sure she's a judge on some dancing show in New Zealand.
Yeah, that's right.
Go her.
Yeah, that's right. I've seen stuff about that. It's pretty good. Or like the So You Think You Can Dance?
I think so,
Is it?
yeah.
Yeah. Something like that.
Now this was funny. They're
Oh.
teaching the she's teaching the choreography, and then she goes, "Okay, let's do it again for Hannah. All right, let's do it again for Hannah.
Yes, she
Do
was
it again for
really.
Hannah." And then Hannah's like, "Fucking look at what Spanky's doing. You fucking kidding me?" And I was actually thinking the same thing. I'm like, "Wait, is Spanky doing it right? Spanky looks like a mess. What?"
I mean, for, during most of this, I was just kind of like, I mean, like, they weren't, like, neither Hannah and Spanky weren't doing it that well, but, like, they were both kind of getting, from what they were showing, they were both kind of, like, picking up the general moves, though. So I was like, I wasn't really buying that either of them were, like, flopping.
Yeah. Oh, but Spanky
But,
just looked like rigid. So
yeah.
were just like, okay, it's in the hip. And she's like, okay, so knees, hip, torso, shoulders, head. But do you know just the hip?
Let's just make it jiggle.
Yeah, just make that make it war. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, and then Queen Kong does the choreography, and no shit, Sherlock, it's like the best. She fucking throws in a fucking tomahawk.
She murdered people, basically.
She did that jump spin thing, and then at the top of my lungs, I was watching it with Adrian, and I was like, "Tomahawk!" And then Adrian's like, "Why are you calling it the tomahawk? What are you? Why are you doing that?" I'm like, "Cause it looks like a tomahawk." And then he's like, "A tomahawk is an axe used by Native American people, and it is also a stake. I didn't know that about the axe." But I don't know. I'm like, it just looks impressive and spinning and stuff. I'm like, I don't know why that word came to.
Yeah, I've never known what you meant by the tomahawk, but I've just been like, sure.
Don't
It
know.
sounds like something.
I was just like, oh, so cool.
Just think of it, it's like the like Mortal Kombat, I don't know.
Don't know.
I don't
That's
know.
not what it's called, but it was just
Charlie, the
the word.
Charlie's Angels stunt, the
Oh
Matrix, the
no, it's
Matrix
very
air
cool.
roll.
She's done that move about 3 times in this season. I could not give a fuck. She could do that at my funeral and I'll sit up in my casket and give her a round of applause. Like, it's so cool.
I mean, she's the only queen to repeat this move so far, so.
I've never seen it before.
Think the only one I've seen, I think the only queen that's done like a sort of role thing before, really, or done it well was like, was it the Vixen in one of her lip syncs in season 10, but that was just like a roll on the ground kind of thing.
That's not the same as jumping in the air, spinning in
Yeah,
the
because
air,
she
and
does
then
like a
doing
spin in the air, then onto the ground.
Yeah, it's not the same, mate. Don't compare.
Yeah. But yeah, that was the only
I don't
example
want
of a
her
role
yelling at
that's,
me.
but that's, but what I meant, my main was like, is the only example of a role that's been executed well. But yeah, otherwise the roles that have happened have been like, why was she rolling on the ground? But
This is
yeah.
very romantic and sentimental. I'll explain what romantic means to you, Sean. Romantic is when you have somebody that has a sexual and emotional connection with you, and they say nice things to you, I guess, and do nice things.
I've had sexual connections.
I said romance. I know you've had sexual connections.
Say that. We say nice things when we're doing sexual connections.
Like what? That feels good?
Yeah, well, thanks.
Thanks.
Fuck yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Fuck yeah. Oh my god, you fucking yeah. animal.
Do you like that? No.
Do you like that, baby? Did you want me to stick it here, please? I would like to suck this. Did you want me to call you an Uber?
What's your name?
We should do this again.
Yeah.
Keep
in touch.
Yeah. Oh my god. Anyway.
By the way, the Logies isn't apparently. Yeah. Well, it's been very hard to look up. It's been very hard to actually get a definite answer from Google on it. But yeah, like, I just looked. I think it's just Aussie because I had to look up NZ or New Zealand TV awards, and then it just came up with NZTV. Oh yeah, literally those letters, awards.
Oh.
So that's, yeah, I think New Zealand has their own thing.
Mm.
It turns out.
Okay. The next bit, Hannah is reading, her partner must have written a letter a day, like for her to open, or like, you know, for Chris to open. Every day when it on Drag Race. And I was like, that's something that Adrian would do. Who could be fuck doing that? Cramp your hand. It's romantic, but yeah. Okay. And yeah, so Queen Kong and Hannah Condor, they have partners. And their partners obviously care about them. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. Look at that, those people being in loving relationships. How fun's that? And then I did feel bad for Spanky, because Spanky's like, yeah, I haven't been in a relationship for 12 years and I'd like one. And I was just like, shit, 12 years is a long time.
Yeah.
It would be a bit uncomfortable when it's almost like reading out those letters. It's that like singles awareness sort of thing, and it does make some people feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I think the longest I've been single in my adult life is 3 years. I think. But like, oh, that's actually wrong. When I say I felt bad for Spanky, I'm one of these people, I love being single and being on my own. But I also just so happen to be madly in love with my husband. So I'm also cool to be in a relationship with him as well. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, I don't think being single is a bad thing. I think it's fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sort of with Spanky on that. I'm like, I don't know. I'm like somewhere in between. I'm like, on one note, I really like being single, but yeah, at the same time, I feel like I'm just not willing to settle now as well. It's my other thing. There's been some guys I've dated that I've been like, I could keep going out with them, but then I'm like, I don't know, I can see it going badly. So I'm like, I'm not just settling. I don't want to settle for something that I'm not going to be happy in.
Yeah, I think that's the attitude that I've sort of come to as well, because I think, like, admittedly, the last relationship I was in before, like, proper relationship, was we were together for 7 years. Six and a half years, if you want to be technical. We were together just short of seven or something. Somewhere between that. I can't remember the exact time frame. It was a very long time. And that relationship started when I was 21. And then by the time it was ending, I was 27. And, like, I'd put up with a lot of shit. And that person probably put up with a lot of shit as well. And I think that's the only reason why it lasted so long, just because we were so young. Because there were times that I wanted to leave and, like, you know, the other person would beg me to stay, or, you know, like, whatever the situation was, and you kind of just put up with it. So then after that, I kind of got to that point where I was just like, well, I don't really care about, I don't need to be with anybody because I'm content within myself. I think I went that through that whole thing of like, before I can even bother considering another relationship, I need to get to know the new version of myself, which is the person without this person.
Yeah.
It's about finding the right person that's compatible with what you want and what you need and what that person wants and needs at the same time.
Yeah, because I think like when you like, when it just has to be anyone, like it's probably, it probably is at a point where you're filling a void for something else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. But yeah, if you actually like, you genuinely like this one person.
Yeah.
You have a connection.
They're doing the performance and this choreography is very, very tight.
Yes.
RuPaul looks enthralled. He legit looks enthralled. Do you know what enthralled means or did you need me to Google it?
I mean, you could Google it if you want.
Oh my God. I thought you were joking. enthralled means excited.
Yeah.
Captivated. I didn't have to Google it because I'm
gazed. Engazed or just focused in.
Yeah.
No, I never didn't know what that meant. I was actually just looking at RuPaul's outfit.
Oh, fuck. Now, the way that you were looking at me was looking at the screen. I was like, wait, he doesn't know what enthralled means? Okay. they slowed down the tomahawk move.
They did. They purposely slowed it down.
Yeah. They were just like, hey, Melanie, look at this.
Yeah, they were like, they were like, the moment you've all been waiting for in Queen Kong's performance, the role.
The tomahawk.
I think you're the only one that calls it that.
Of course I'm the only one that calls it that. It's not right. That's just the word that naturally came to mind. I don't know if that's because we went to a pub the first time it happened and there was a tomahawk steak on the menu, but I was like, oh, the tomahawk.
The tomahawk.
Yeah, the tomahawk. It just sounds like, yeah, it does kind of sound like a martial arts move. No, that's wrong. It doesn't sound like a martial arts move. Yeah, I don't know. It just sounds fun.
The tomahawk roll.
Tomahawk roll. That's it.
Let's make it that.
Did anyone stand out to you more so than anyone else?
I mean, I feel like I enjoyed Queen Kong the most.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
With Spanky, I've got to say, I feel like she gave me Jan vibes.
Oh, really?
Maybe it's just the outfit, but like, I swear Jan has worn something just like this. It's really just the outfit.
Oh, right. Okay. I thought you meant as in like something extra had happened or something.
No. It was just It was just simply the outfit. It just reminds me of Jan.
Okay. I hated this outfit that she was wearing. It's not lined.
Jan's outfit. Oh, like the sleeves aren't lined.
Yeah, it's not lined. And also she's moving around and then the sleeves are going inside out. And just looking pop. Like, Spanky, come on. Come on, Spanky. And that I also didn't like the white straps in Queen Kong's outfit. I think that was kind of unavoidable. But I was like, I wish they were more nude. So then it looked like it was, you know. You know what I mean? Like, it just kind of, I don't know. That was just me. But, like, the outfit was beautiful anyway. I think Hannah looked like, perfect from head to toe. But, I mean, there's no surprise there.
Her look was the best. But, yeah, admittedly, I think it was probably hard for Hannah here. Because, like, out of the three of them, like, I guess she's the smallest out of the three of them. And then, I don't know.
Yeah.
They're just, yeah.
I think Queen Kong did the best overall, though.
It's probably a hard one to stand out in this number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And
but
then
they
Queen
really,
Kong is just an amazing dancer.
they really love that tomahawk roll.
Yeah.
Now we get to do the final runways now. We may as well critique all three of them
Yeah.
because there's only three of them.
We have Hannah.
Hannah, what do you reckon?
It's gorgeous.
She is the most, her face looks like the most beautiful clitoris amongst the most beautiful vagina I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Jokes aside, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
But I said to Adrian, I'm like, oh my God, check out that clitoris. And Adrian's like, what? What clitoris? And then I gave that description, and then he put, and then he palm face, and he face palmed himself, and he was like, oh. And then I was like, do you still want to marry me? And he's like, I've already done it now. The next look, Queen Kong.
Oh, yeah, I liked it.
The movement on this thing was incredible. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, it was incredible. I've never seen anything like that before. It was just.
It's very unique to Drag Race, actually, this one.
Yes, it is. I was like, oh, this is
I love it. She's, yeah.
I was like, I don't know how she's gonna fucking lip sync in it, but yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah. Well, she had a plan, it turns out.
And Spanky Jackson.
Yes, Spanky Jackson. Oh, I loved her description. What was it? What was it like? Went from like, I forget the start of it. It was like, I don't know, on the streets to owner of the brothel or something like.
Yeah. What did you think of the look?
Yeah, it was what it was.
I don't know what happened. Clearly, her tits had a falling out because they were both not, they were not talking to each other. They were like cross country. What is happening? Why are your tits under your breath? Like under your, in your armpits? Why is this a thing that's happening?
And they're
And
sort of like looking out, like, well, one of them's like looking like in the other direction to the other, like they're both kind of just looking at like at they're like they're both seeing something in opposite directions. They're like, ooh, and they just stayed looking there.
Her makeup was beautiful, but Jesus, this dress. The fuck is going on? This looks like she just went online to like JJ House or something, one of these online dress stores, and was like, that's a nice dress. And then bought it, and then it arrived, and she's like, it looks a bit different, but I'm happy with it on my skin tone and stuff. I mean, I bought it online, $100. That's what it looked like. And I know they're like, her drag is, you know, a bit scrappy and whatever, but I'm just like, dude.
I love that she didn't try to oversell it.
What is happening here? It was just, oh my God. It was so, it was filthy. I hated this.
I'm giving you like Marilyn-esque, but like Povo.
I'm giving you Marilyn Monroe 1950s dress up party for my mate's 50th. That's what this looked like. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
I'm giving you some like faux fur on my arm.
Ah, I hated this. I hated it. I hated it. It was so ugly. It was so ugly. Oh my
It looks
God.
terrible, but somehow I found it funny.
But they
I do
have.
appreciate it that she made it funny.
Yeah, they had Hannah come out and then they had Queen Kong come out and then that happened. I'm just like, you know what it was like? You know the end of Monty Python and the Holy Grail? They're about to, they run this rampant, amazing, I mean, it's comical, obviously, but they have this incredible journey. And then right at the end, just before they get to the Holy Grail, the police come and arrest them.
Yeah.
That's what this was. It was so abrupt. I was like, mate, charisma can't save you on this one. It was just shit. It was there. It was a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah.
And then I was like, fuck, I think based on this winner's edit, I think she's going to fucking win in this dress. What a fucking disgrace. I was like, no.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was crazy. Oh, shit, that was like next level. Oh, my God. What's going on? You know what I mean? You've had the most beautiful pussy in the whole land, and then this, like, cultural, flowing, magnificent, like, just display. And then the ending of Monty Python and the Holy Grail when the police come. I was so confused. Who did that? Who hurt you? Was it Minnie? I'll call her. What's going on? My God.
One of the mini outfits that somehow she's lost so much weight that they don't fit.
Oh, yeah, this thing wasn't fitting either.
It didn't fit.
Mate, her tits were just not talking to each other.
Even though you kind of go like...
That's coming from me. You know something's up when I'm saying to you, hey, what's up with your tits?
Yeah. Well, she's also void of the excuse of not having that much time to get the look. Well, I mean, she probably didn't have a lot of time to get the looks, but she didn't have to quarantine because she lives in New Zealand. Because she was in New Zealand. So.
Does she live in New Zealand, though? Because now we don't know.
We don't know about now, but she said she lived in Palmy.
Okay.
Then. So she didn't have to quarantine before she went on the show, so I don't know.
Oh, I hate this. Whoa, I hate this. I hate this. I hate this.
Childcare... Working in childcare only gets so... Yeah, maybe she could only afford so much. I don't know.
Yeah. What would you like for your entree? Okay, for entree, I'm going to have the scallop waterfall. And for my mains, I will have the flaming mignon with a surf and turf and side of steamed greens. And for dessert, I'm going to have a plain cracker. That's what this was. What's going on? Jesus Christ. It was just...
For dessert, I'm going to have a biscuit, but like I'm not going to have an interesting biscuit.
I'm not that hungry. I think I'm just going to have a biscuit.
Not even an interesting biscuit, though. I'm going to have like just a little like, I don't know, like a scotch finger.
Oh, mate, this was so bad. But that's okay. Let's move on. RuPaul... Actually, the more I think about it, I think this is when RuPaul says, Queen, you are the chosen child. I think.
Yeah, I think it might be. Yeah.
Oh, man. And they were all like, oh, and they didn't do this on Down Under last time where they had pictures of themselves and they had to talk to each other. I don't know how I would respond if I saw a picture of myself.
Mm-hmm. I'd probably be similar to Hannah. I'd probably keep it brief, but I'd probably want to give more than what I would.
I'd probably open with a joke and then I would probably unintentionally get incredibly emotional.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, if it's any, I mean, yeah, the last time I was on a reality television show, all I had to do was finish singing a song and I just started crying and apologized. We're in the workroom now, and these queens, for some reason, don't know how to drink a cocktail. What's going on? Do they have a stroke?
Yeah, they're all kind of struggling to drink their cocktails.
What's going on? They gave you straws. You've still got hands. Like, the three of them are just like, oh, I can't do this. I'm like... Fuck, looking at it, if looking at a picture of myself means that I'm incapable of drinking a cocktail, then I never ever want to see a photo of myself ever again. You know what I mean? Oh, shit.
Well, it was the finale, so apparently they wanted to do it like it was their first time.
Yeah,
I
like,
don't
mate, I need hydration. Don't show me pictures of myself.
I'm looking at it now, they're all struggling so much.
I know they were like proper struggling. I'm like, ladies, you have fingers still.
Love the edit. The editors here were like, they probably had plenty of footage of them drinking it normally, but they were like, let's just show only this.
Let's only show them struggling. I'm like, why? Why are you incapable of drinking out of a straw? What's going on? Oh my God. Jesus
People are like,
Christ.
it was their final time, you know, maybe they were just all having a moment at the same time.
Oh man.
Don't know how to drink
Yeah.
from a straw.
I'm so confused.
Probably everyone has their moments.
Then they go to the judges talking about each contestant's time on the show. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God. I don't think Hannah's going to win. And I think she should. So the whole statement of being me being like, I love Hannah, but I don't actually mind who wins. I was slowly starting to realize, oh shit, I actually think I did care because they made these comments where they're like, oh, Hannah's been flawless this whole time. She's just been amazing. She's been an incredible competitor, and I can't wait to see what she does. She's just absolutely perfect and cannot be faulted. Then Queen Kong, they're like, she's had her ups and downs, but oh boy, has she really like come out of her shell and really, risen above and, all that sort of stuff. And then with Spanky, they're just like, oh my God, she's just so likable. Like, yeah, she started off with a rough start and yeah, her runways aren't fantastic, but oh man, there's something about her. And I just can't stop looking at her. And I'm like, oh my God, she's the Adore Delano of this bloody season.
Yeah, and they literally said, like her star quality or her charisma outshines a look every time, basically. Something like that.
Yeah, and I
And
was like, I'm not saying,
they
look,
were
I'm not
like,
saying Spanky's bad. Spanky's fantastic. Like, I'm telling you, she's great.
yeah,
Great
they were more or
value.
less like her look, yeah, her bad looks don't matter is basically what they said.
Yeah, and I was like, that's a write-off. And I'm like,
Yeah.
can we roll the tape from season two of All Stars where Michelle literally says, I don't give a fuck how charismatic you are. Can we roll the tape?
Yeah.
And then Adore's like, but Bianca Del Rio picked this dress for me. And she's like, I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck Bianca. Fuck Bianca. Her taste level is in her ass. That's not what happened.
Rewriting All Stars too. I mean, maybe that's the footage they didn't air.
Oh,
But
shit.
Michelle just tore the shit down. The look is shit.
Look is shit.
The
Yeah,
look
look.
is shit, you're shit.
Yeah, Adore Delano is like, what do you mean you don't like this look? Bianca Del Rio picked it for me. Look, Adore, Bianca Del Rio is a comedian. Her picking this outfit was the funniest joke she's made in a very long time. That's what was said. That's what they said to her.
If Bianca Rio was standing here, we would be looking at Bianca going, that's the funniest joke you've ever made, bitch.
Tell us another one.
Tell another one. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And like one of us would be on the floor crying with laughter. In fact, she might have even killed one of us.
right. Now, they say you all need to lip sync one more time. You're all going to lip sync individually in front of us to the same song. What song did you think they were going to do? Adrian bet that it was going to be Born to Try by Delta Goodrum because it's very endearing.
I did not expect them to do a Delta song, nor did I expect them to do an Australian song. I was actually like expecting them to just do a Ru song. I was like, after their track record this season, I was like, they're just gonna disappoint.
This song started, they're taking the piss, right? They are taking the piss with me. They were just like, okay. You're pissed off that we didn't use a New Zealand, a Kiwi song or an Australian song. You don't want an American song, and you don't want a RuPaul song, and you don't want a Michelle Visage song or anything. All right, we'll give you an Aussie song. And they revert back to fucking Kylie Minogue. I actually did a running tally. I wrote it down. Please hold and I'll get it for you because I just want to make sure. Busy.
We need to keep this accurate.
Yep. Sorry, I just had to reply to my husband. Because I've been messaging him because he's like, I'm going to go to the store. Do we need anything? Do we need juice? I'm like, I don't think so. And he goes, oh, did you go get juice today? Because there was no juice this morning. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, we don't have juice then. I said, sorry, we've been very busy today. But it auto-corrected to Bush. And he's like, you said Bush. Did you mean busy? I'm like, yes, I did mean busy. I'm doing something, mate. Come on. Jesus. Where is it? I wrote down this tally.
I mean, I will say the title of this song was my reaction when I saw the artist.
Yeah, me too. Went,
wow.
I sent a message to Lauren.
An eye roll.
Yeah, so I sent a message to Lauren, my super best friend, and I said, because she only caught up with Drag Race down under, and she goes, oh my God, it's Electra. I'm like, oh my God, Shannon Knoll. I was so excited. Ha 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 ha. I said, spoiler alert, Spanky's finale out. Fit is so gross. Her boobs have had a falling out because they aren't talking to each other. Ha ha ha. And then I said, I'm done with these lip sync songs. Because she was like 20 minutes behind me. I was 20 minutes ahead. And then I said, yeah, I'm done with these lip sync songs. And she goes, oh, wow. And then I sent a laughing emoji. And I said, yeah, wow. And then she sent a laughing emoji. And then I gave the running tally and I said, so this season we got Divinals times one, Kylie times three, RuPaul times one, Lady Gaga times one, Steps featuring Michelle Visage one. Pov. Wow.
And then they had like they've had two guest judges. They probably have more than that, but, like, what I can think of right now on the top of my head, Sophie Monk and Delta Goodrum were guest Zoom judges or whatever, although Zoom guests, which they just went, like, let's have them on there, but let's not use their songs. Why? Okay, I don't know.
I don't understand. Like, has there been an issue with them getting any licensing for some songs? Like, I'm not gonna look, I popped off last week.
Wouldn't it have been more expensive to get an old Lady Gaga song?
I don't understand. I went on about it last week, but I just think it's a real kick in the teeth because all these other franchises are getting songs for that come from their nation, and we've got, you know,
I feel like, I imagine Sophie Monk wouldn't give a shit that her songs weren't used, but like, wouldn't you think it'd be it's a bit slack to Delta Goodrum?
I could
see Delta Goodrum being like, a bit like, okay, so you bring me on the show, but don't use any of my songs as a lip sync one. Like, even a remix, like.
Surely this isn't a case that they weren't able to get licensing because they've done three Kylie songs. So I'm just like, that to me indicates they haven't even bothered to ask.
Yeah, and like Kylie songs would be more expensive.
I don't get it. Kylie is not the only person that we have.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm not
going to... I don't think many of our artists would be that expensive either.
Fucking no. I'm not going to go on about it again.
They'd want the promotion. Like,
yeah, I'm not going to go on about it again. I am going to troll them. I'm not going to troll them. That's rude. I am going to go on the socials and just be like, hey guys, that's really pov.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it. I'm like, dude, it's not fair. It's not to me.
I don't know who's responsible for that element of it.
I don't know, but it's fucked.
I feel like RuPaul would have a bit of a say in that one. I mean, RuPaul's an exec producer and.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Say wow.
I know RuPaul is very passionate about the songs used. I mean, RuPaul DJs. I think RuPaul is quite into that element of things.
Yeah, but we don't need Kylie again. There's more to us than that.
I don't know. I don't know if RuPaul is just like, I've never heard of these artists.
And yeah, but he's married to an Aussie. So, like...
Yeah, but I mean, we know... RuPaul's married to an Aussie, but RuPaul doesn't know anything about Australian culture.
Fucking hell.
We all know that.
So annoying.
Well, yeah, RuPaul and Michelle demonstrated that in season one.
Man.
Neither of them know anything about Aussie culture other than just, like, Kath and Kim, and it's probably sums it up.
Stupid.
Muriel's wedding.
I'm going to leave it there because we've talked about this for, I reckon, hours now. But just, anyway, let's get into the fucking lip sync.
Yeah.
Who did you think did the best at the lip sync?
Honestly, I don't know. It's like they showed them laughing to like Queen Kong and Spanky, but yet again, they could have edited this however they want.
Spanky was the funniest. Do I think it was the best lip sync? I mean, I don't know. I felt like Spanky was gonna win, and I was like,
yeah, you could see it a bit.
A bit.
I feel like Queen Kong had her moments, but yeah. But yet again, I didn't like Queen Kong's reveal look.
Man, yeah, the boy leg was not what I wanted.
Oh, it was just as short. The fact that they were sort of like...
Yeah, they're called boy shorts. That's what they're called.
Yeah, they just didn't look very flattering, yeah.
The long shorts are just, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're called boy shorts. The stream is at the end with Spanky's lip sync. I was just like, of course it's stream. It's because the stream is at the end. I was so unhappy with the music that they chose. I think this episode, Spanky winning, was as clear as the nose on my face. But we have the reigning queen, Keita Mean, come out. Jesus Christ, that was a look.
Yeah.
Fuck. Did you hate it as much as I did?
Yeah.
This was a lot of stuff. It was a lot of stuff going on. It didn't need the fabric under the wings and on the hips and stuff. It didn't need that. It just needed, like, I loved everything else, but yeah, just the excess fabric. I'm like, it doesn't need it.
I like the color scheme. But
yeah, that was very cute. I liked the concept of the look. There was just too much fucking fabric. Just reel it back a bit, mate. That's just me, though. I'm not a drag queen. I don't fucking know.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
To quote your one-day memoir / biography, or your first memoir / biography, Melanie, quotations, that's just me.
That's just me.
Or maybe it could be, but that's just me.
But that's just me. Everyone knows. Everyone knows it's Melanie, but that's just me.
And it's the title of your, like, talk show.
Hi, I'm Melanie Driver, and welcome to But That's Just Me.
The spin-off of the Drew Barrymore talk show.
Oh.
It's finally over.
Yeah, so they announce that Spanky wins. Congratulations, Spanky. And in the confessional, she looks at the camera and she goes, fuck yeah, with, like, the rock and roll love hands. Oh, you telling me the producer, I reckon she knew she was going to win. The producers would have said, can you just give us a fuck yeah into the camera as if you won? Right?
Yeah.
Oh.
They would have recorded that stuff for everyone.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just like, dude, this was like, yeah, her saying fuck yeah was like a door being like party. Party.
Yeah. I'm a Libra. But yeah.
Yeah. But I feel bad. Look, I'm very happy for Spanky. And I do think that she did a great job on the season. But I was just like, dude, this is a
perfect. I really like her.
I love her. I think she's fantastic. But yeah, I was just like, but dude, you literally just said, yeah, but her personality is so good. So like, you know. I don't know. Hannah. But Hannah, hey, Hannah and Queen, fucking get them onto Someone Versus the World, please.
Yeah, that's what everyone's saying. And like, I've read a lot of like posts talking about this, or talking about the winner and everything. And yeah, most people have been like, you know, all three are great and happy for it. And like, yeah, we would have preferred one of them or whatever. But yeah, everyone's like, Hannah and Queen will smash it on like an All Stars or on Versus the World.
Yeah.
Let's hope that they get on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Get to it. Good chat, Sean.
Good chat, Mel.